Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. And this week we've been learning about how Jesus' first followers became messengers. They started sharing the good news of what Jesus had done for them and could do for others. We saw that they did this at great personal cost. Peter was jailed, escaped from jail miraculously, and then the next thing we know, he's right back in the middle of things, in the middle of religious Jewish life, telling more people about Jesus. No matter what it means. No surprise that as we read yesterday, the authorities showed up again. Well, I suppose when the authorities showed up and tried to speak to Peter, they could have simply arrested him again, but it seems they held off. Maybe they recognized that public opinion would be turning against them. Here are these heroes who miraculously escaped from jail, back boldly doing exactly what they were doing before that got them in trouble, and not really at any personal gain. They seem to be doing this because they believe this message, and that would have been attractive to people. So the authorities show up and basically invite Peter and the other apostles to just come back with them and speak to the ruling council. In some ways, they've just escalated their message. You know, they've been communicating with whoever will listen, but now they've been invited to speak to the Sanhedrin, the ruling council. Peter sees this as an opportunity. The authorities might see it as a trap, but either way, Peter's getting what he wants. Another hearing, another opportunity to share the gospel with others. And so Peter and the apostles go along with it. They don't resist. They don't fight it and say, you can't arrest us. You can't stop us. They say, sure. And they go to the Sanhedrin. They have a message to get out. So even though this means going somewhere more dangerous, that might be less receptive to their message, their job's to get their message out, and they believe in this message. They won't stop at anything. Well, when the high priest addresses them, he says, we strictly told you not to speak in this name any longer. Notice how, again, the high priest just won't even name Jesus. He doesn't like that name. He doesn't want to propagate that name. And so he simply says, we told you not to speak in that name again. Well, clearly Peter didn't get the message because he's still done that. Well, this was a very risky situation, especially because Peter doesn't back down. But then a wise, very well-respected rabbi named Gamaliel spoke up and spoke some wise words. He reminded the Sanhedrin of some other supposed messiahs that had come and gone. There had been other people who'd gathered a following, and everybody thought they were the messiah. Then they died, and they stayed dead, and their message had just kind of petered away. So he thought, why don't we just leave this? Leave it alone. Probably not going to come to anything. Well, I'm certainly glad he did that. I'm certainly glad the council left them alone for a little while, because this message, it went from Peter basically to the world. If we give Gamaliel a bunch of credit, we might just say, you know what, he either, you know, was just being tolerant, or maybe he really wanted to test out this message. Maybe he figured, you know what, if this is just a thing that people are doing, if this is just of man, of women, of humans, then forget it, it'll go away. But if this is really truly of God, it will last. And wouldn't it have been interesting to be a fly on the wall when Gamaliel found out that one of his students, a man named Saul, had become a follower of Jesus himself. As we just recently studied, we skipped ahead a little bit in some readings and studied Paul just a couple weeks ago. Imagine his surprise to find out that one of his former students had become a follower of Jesus himself. Now, the fact that we are learning about Jesus today is thanks to people like Peter, thanks to people like Paul, who didn't just have an encounter with Jesus and keep it to themselves, but made a point of sharing it with others, of becoming messengers. Paul described his motivation for this. He said, I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. That was from the book of Romans, where he basically described it as an obligation. Somebody told me the gospel, now I need to pay it forward. They paid it forward to me, now I pay it forward to others. Now I know what you're thinking. Some of you are saying, but, I can't do that. I'm not like Paul. It's not really my skill and my gift. I'm not really good at sharing things. I'm not really good at talking to others about uncomfortable things. There are all kinds of excuses that we can use to say, well, I can't be a messenger. I can't share this message with others. Now, before you say, well, that's just not who I am, I want you to remember who our inspiration was for today. It was a man named Peter, and Peter was a fisherman. He was a fisherman. Jesus picked him up from the beach one day and said, come, follow me. And Peter did, and I'm glad he did, because Through his encounter with Jesus, he was transformed into a bold public speaker who risked his neck to share this message of Jesus Christ with others. If that's what God could do with Peter, then your hang-ups about sharing good news, sharing the gospel of Jesus, they can all be dealt with too. Now, I'm not saying you have to be pushy or manipulative or go and talk to complete strangers or anything like that. What I'm saying is to set aside those fears that might keep you from sharing the best news on earth, that might keep you from paying it forward. You don't want to be that person in the Tim Hortons line who has somebody pay for their coffee and then stops the chain. Have you ever had that happen when somebody has paid for your coffee already in the drive-thru line? Happens sometimes. People just pay it forward. Well, you don't want to be the person who stops that chain of paying it forward, especially when it relates to the gospel of Jesus Christ, not just donuts and coffee. So fear of rejection isn't really an excuse. Lack of skill isn't an excuse. Lack of position or rank is no excuse. As long as you believe in Jesus, his death and resurrection, you can ask the Holy Spirit to fill you, to give you the courage, the conviction, the strength to actually become a messenger, to share the joy that's in your heart with others, to live in a way that people will look at and say, I wonder what's going on with that person. What makes them different? At work, at home, the neighborhood, wherever, what makes you different? You want them to see that first, so that someday you can tell them, you can share that message with them. Well, here's why I'm different. Here's why I reacted the way I did. So here's your challenge for today. Who in your life would benefit most from the good news of Jesus and his victory over sin and death? Make a list of those people. It's probably going to be a lot of people. There are probably lots of people in your life who aren't followers of Jesus. But then try to put those names in concentric circles in terms of how close they are to you, and so how much they've already seen of Jesus in you. Now look at the people closest to you. What excuses are holding you back from telling them why you do, say, or live the way you do? Well, I hope you'll share your list and your circles with others, and they can become encouragers for you, helping you follow through on that and get those excuses dealt with. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as you take time to pray and reflect on this. Bye for now.